You may have heard there's been a big push recently to restart the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA. If you're old enough, you remember the ERA came to an end in 1982 because the Equal Rights Amendment failed to garner enough support among the states to be ratified as a constitutional amendment. But the House gave the ERA a temporary new lease on life at the end of last week by voting to remove a 1982 deadline. A 1982 deadline. The 232-183 vote on a resolution introduced by Jackie Speier pushes the issue to the Senate, where Lisa Murkowski and Ben Cardin will introduce a similar measure. Now, here's the problem. This has been on ice since 1982. It did not receive enough state support to become an amendment to the United States Constitution. Since that time, other states have withdrawn their support for the ERA. Virginia, as you may recall here a couple of weeks ago, voted to support and ratify the ERA well past the deadline. And here's the problem with that. And I'll give it to you here. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a longtime advocate for the Equal Rights Amendment, for the ERA, told an audience at Georgetown University Law School earlier this week that she thinks ERA activists should start over. Start from the beginning. Go back to square one. There is too much controversy about latecomers, said Ginsburg. Plus, a number of states have withdrawn their ratification. So if you count a latecomer on one side for the plus side, how can you disregard states that said we've changed our minds? The answer is you can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways. But here's the problem with the way that it reads. There cannot be discrimination based on sex. But in today's vernacular, terminology today, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. But in a world filled with transgender identities and people claiming that sex can be all of these different things, there's the problem with the ERA as written. It's open to interpretation. Does that mean that anybody that's a transgendered individual can claim full protection under the United States Constitution, even though that was not the intention of the law at all at the time that it was put forth in the 1970s, up until the time that it came to an end and did not meet its deadline in 1982? There's the problem with words. Words have meanings. Words have big meanings. And so this is one of the conversations ongoing. It was first proposed 100 years ago, by the way. The ERA was. Three lawsuits have been filed, including one last month by the Attorney Generals of Illinois, Nevada, and Virginia, calling for its addition to the Constitution. Meanwhile, a lawsuit opposing the ratification was filed by Alabama last year. Alabama, Louisiana, South Dakota, a third lawsuit filed in Massachusetts in January supports ratification. It's going to be this big war. You see, that's the way it works on the left. If you can't get something through the way it's supposed to be done, take it to the courts. Take it to the courts and you can hopefully get a judge that's an activist judge. Things you couldn't otherwise get through the legislature have a chance of surviving the judicial process. And that's where the ERA is currently. And that's why some of these folks are putting it forth in the House. Say, well, the deadline doesn't really matter. But the deadline does matter. And former Congress has put it in place. It was reintroduced every year until it passed in 1972. Its 1979 ratification deadline was extended once to 1982 after only 35 states ratified it. They needed 38. But no other states ratified. No other states ratified before the deadline passed. It was considered a dead issue until 1992 when the 27th Amendment, which addresses the pay for members of Congress, was ratified 202 years after it was introduced. Unlike the ERA and other amendments proposed in the 20th century, it had no deadline for ratification. But those introduced in the 20th century did have deadlines, did have rules. And five states that ratified the amendment in the 1970s have since said they want to rescind their vote. But ERA proponents say those actions are moot because reversals have not been allowed in the past. So let me get this straight. You can continue to count forward, but you can't count backwards. There's the problem. Doug Collins of Georgia said the ERA would allow unfettered access to abortion and jeopardize fetuses with chronic debilitating diseases. He noted his 27-year-old daughter, Jordan, was born with spina bifida, an open door to abortion on demand. And, of course, Jerry Nadler points out, well, abortion's legal. What difference does it make? Anyhow, well, we're going to keep an eye on this because it's not going. All of a sudden, it's back in the headlines nearly 40 years after it left. And the ERA coalition is back. Is this something we need? Here, do this for me, if you would. Write down for me the rights that women have that I do not, or the rights that I have that women do not, and send it to me at stevegruber.com. What are the different rights of the men and women? What are the rights of men and women in this country that are different from each other? What rights do I have that women do not enjoy in America today in 2020? Then I'll understand the push for the ERA. stevegruber.com, the place to go to do that. Drop me a line. Please follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show. We've got more great stories breaking every day, including today at stevegruber.com. So stevegruber.com, Facebook with The Steve Gruber Show, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. It's a movement, and you're part of it for being here today and participating in this program. Thank you for that. Quick break on this Monday. We'll check in on sports and so much more. Don't go anywhere. It is The Steve Gruber Show.
To planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.